Look, I am just at my wit's end with the fan bases in this state, whether it's Michigan and Michigan State. Look, bottom line, your teams are 3-0. Your teams. It doesn't matter what the other team's doing. It's about what your team is doing. Michigan State is much improved. You should be happy. You should be very happy about it. There's no wait and see for me. No. You're 3-0. Things are going well. Embrace that. I'm so sick and tired of the let's wait and see. No. There's no, it's in here. It's in front of us. It looks good. Now, will things not always look good? Yes, this is a tough conference. The Big Ten Conference is very difficult. You're going to go up against teams that are bigger, stronger, and faster than you in some ways. If you're Michigan State, and probably the same with Michigan. I am at my wit's end with the attitude in this state, especially when you have a Detroit Lions football team who's going to give you all you need when it comes to complaining. Embrace what's going on. Look, we're going to talk about it. Michigan State, Michigan football today. Like, I got a lot to say. I got a lot to say today. I was just on with my co-host and co-owner of Trouble with Snap Podcast, Tyler Hayward. And look, we were going at it with this. This attitude of, well, let's just wait and see. Michigan always does. No, I don't care what Michigan's done in the past. Look, you Spartans have taught me a valuable lesson. That Michigan fans always want to talk about the past. Well, I don't want to talk about the past. I want to talk about 2021. And I like what I'm seeing in 2021. So thank you, Spartan fans. You taught me a valuable lesson. I care about what I see today. I don't care about what happened last year for Mel Tucker in Michigan State. I do not care about what happened with Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. I care about today. That's what I care about. The here, the now, and what is in the short future. And in the short future is a Nebraska team that I think is going to give Michigan State problems, and I think a Rutgers team that will give Michigan problems, because I still think these are two teams that aren't that talented or great yet. But I think there's a lot of possibilities for both teams, and that's why we're here having the conversation. Look, let's start with Michigan. Like, look, guys, you can complain all day long if you want. They should throw more. They should do this more. Sure. It'd be nice to see you run for 250 yards and throw for 280. Yes, that'd be great. But look, bottom line is you're throwing for what? 170, I think, per game. Not a ton. And you're running for 350. So you have 520-plus yards of total offense. I don't think anybody could complain about that, no matter who they play. And I think there's a lot of positive things with that offensive line, primarily. There's running lanes, keeping the quarterback upright. You've got multiple running backs that have been able to bust it and take it long. You've got a defense that is now not one-dimensional. And there's a lot of signs that are pointing upwards with the trend factor. We're in the trending society. Trending up, trending down. I don't want to talk about let's wait and see. Right now, they're trending up. We'll see. You know, if you want to do one thing, let's see what happens. Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you guys the future for all you Spartan fans, especially, who want to know about what. I don't think Michigan's really that good. I hope they're not. That's what you guys are really saying. You hope they suck. But you know in the back of your mind and in your heart, they're really not that bad. Michigan is going to struggle against certain teams because, number one, they lost Ronnie Bell. That's a huge loss. Until they can figure out two more wide receivers and they can figure out what to do on third down. Like, if they go against Rutgers and they convert a lot of third downs and their deep passes, I do think that that's more reason to be excited if you're a Michigan fan. And more reason if you're a Michigan State fan who's pessimistic and hates Michigan to go, wow, they can kind of do both. But the bottom line is you will see problems with Michigan's offense very soon. You got to have the ability to have a running quarterback and a quarterback who can make plays through the air. I don't think Cade McNamara does that. I still believe J.J. McCarthy's the answer. I've said this from day one. His ability with RPO stuff will make this team so much better because everybody knows they want to run. Now when you have a running quarterback, it makes it even more dangerous to start. J.J. McCarthy can really run, guys. He tucked one in against Northern Illinois. It was an RPO. He took it himself, and he took off. And it was like, whoa. And look, Shea Patterson was a decent runner, too, and he didn't tuck it enough. I think McCarthy is a faster, more athletic runner than Patterson, and you need that. You've got to have that against better teams. So Spartan fans who want to see Michigan suck, well, if Cade McNamara is the quarterback there, against teams like Wisconsin and Penn State, where they load up the box and they feel confident with their secondary, I think you're going to see a lot of problems with that offense. So I think it's going to be a wait and see how good is this defense at Michigan. Can they win close games because their offense isn't explosive enough? I think that's going to be the only thing you guys should want to say when it comes to wait and see. Now on the Michigan State end, look, Michigan State, it's different expectations. I don't know why, because your program at Michigan State has won more Big Ten championships in the last so many years. But the expectation always is lower at Michigan State. So anytime the Spartans do something that is good, it's amped up. I can't believe they went into Miami and crushed them like that and took over in the fourth quarter. Miami sucks. Guys, Miami is a bad football team. Miami is a battered football team. They've had suspensions. These injuries and suspensions are killing them. They're an undisciplined football team. This is a football team at home who should have lost to Appalachian State. And I'm so sick and tired of Appalachian State. They said this on the local radio today. I almost fell off my seat. Well, that's a good football team. Really? Really? You guys think Appalachian State is going to go in and beat Penn State and Wisconsin? You think Appalachian State is, you know, better than Michigan State? I mean, you guys really believe that? Wrong. They're not. They're not that talented. Look, the 07 Appalachian State team, you guys want to bring it up over and over? Go ahead. That's fine. That team was incredibly talented. Michigan sucked at the beginning of that year. Michigan was not a good football team at the beginning of that year. They finally figured it out towards the end. And this is why we do talk stuff with football and sports. Right now is relevant. It is relevant. Some teams don't get better. They get worse. You know, like, the bottom line is, look, Miami may get better. They may bring some players back from these suspensions who play good. They may get healed up, and they may look a lot better. And then if you played both teams, you know, against each other at the end of the year, maybe it's a different story. But I don't give a crap about November yet. I care about September leading into October. What are we doing? And right now, look, Michigan State is a lot better than they were at the beginning of last year. There's a lot better, period. They're better on defense with scheme. They got Kenneth Walker, who's an absolute dog, by the way. Their skilled position players like Naylor and Reed and Mosley are fast. I think Peyton Thorne is a very solid to really good quarterback at times. I think he has the possibilities of being great at times. I think their defensive line has shown some improvement in some areas. I think their safety play has been outstanding. I think their corners still stink sometimes. But you know what? They're bend but don't break, and they keep everything in front of them. This is a solid football team. Do they have outstanding special teams play? I don't know. I think that would be the jury could be out on that. Whereas I think Michigan's special teams play has been absolutely fantastic. They have a great punter. They have a great kicker. They have good punt return and kick return options. I think they look very good in special teams. I think that has to be noted because no one wants to bring up special teams. It matters. I think that's why Michigan actually may be better overall right now. But I just am so tired, exhausted of the sentiment that, well, you know, in Michigan, we've seen this before. Look, man, I don't care what happened before. What I see on that football field looks pretty damn good. And yeah, is there a possibility it might look crappy? Yes. But there's also the possibility that it might even get better. Imagine that. And let's just not forget, look, I think the fans, I love the fans. By the way, if the fans weren't the way they were in Michigan, it wouldn't even be fun. The hypocrisy from both fan bases is hilarious. You know, the Michigan State fan, well, let's just wait and see what Michigan does. You know, we've seen this. Well, let's wait and see what you guys do, because look, Nebraska is still a strong Big Ten team. You got to beat them at home, and they're going to be the strongest, most physical team you've played so far. Miami is a train wreck right now. They're no good. Youngstown State's no good. Northwestern is completely revamping their team. They lost everybody. So let's wait and see there, too, then. I get so tired of this. And then the Michigan fan, look how great we are. I mean, we look so great. Well, yeah, things are looking good. I'm very happy about it. But let's not forget, you know, we do need to figure some things out still. We still have not beat Wisconsin yet and some of those teams. So I get some of the let's wait and see. But let's not poke at Sparty either. Let's not say, well, Michigan State, you know, those teams they beat suck. No, Michigan State is improved. They've improved. Greatly improved. You know, and I think the good thing about all this is I would hope at least, by October 30th, at least we should say the coaches will realize, oh, this is going to be a dogfight. This is going to be a bear of a game. Both coaches will know, yeah, this is no joke, guys. Michigan State's really, really good. Michigan State will say, guys, Michigan, this is different. You know, they're going to come into our place and want revenge. They're playing good. I truly think we have an opportunity to have a special, special October 30th rivalry game, and that's what I want. You know, I'm a different fan, guys. I like when our state actually does good stuff. I'm tired of the negativity. You know, when you deal with Detroit Lions crap every year and just clown show that thing is, it's pretty cool when both your intercollegiate football teams are kicking ass. It's pretty cool. I get excited about that. I want the October 30th game to matter, not just a game where someone can carry off that stupid big trophy. God, it's an ugly trophy. You know, and that's what I want. Am I weird for that? Maybe. I don't know. Some people say you can't like the other one. Look, I don't know if I like any of them. I don't. None of these schools pay my bills. But I can tell you this right now. I'm from this state, and it sure is cool when both teams are good. Remember, not too long ago, a few years ago, when the last game of the year in college basketball season, Michigan State and Michigan played for the Big Ten Championship. You know how great that was? I mean, the Breslin Center was just on fire. That was an amazing scene. And then guess what? That year, they played in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Sparty won both, but it came down to the end in that Big Ten Tournament Championship game. That was awesome. You had two really good teams. Michigan made the Sweet 16 that year. Michigan State made the Final Four. It was great basketball in this state. How cool would it be to see us basically from August, the end of August, till April, to be able to watch good sports in this state? I mean, come on. Come on, people. We need this. This is exciting stuff. Look, I know that's not going to change your attitude. If you like Michigan State, you want Michigan to lose every game. I get it. I know. And a little bit of a guilty pleasure of mine is, yes, when Michigan State falls flat on their face. Yeah, I'll admit it. I've grown up a Michigan fan most of my life. But look, I like it when both are good. I like it when it matters. And there's an energy about it. 2015 was an energy, man. It was an energy. That was Jim Harbaugh's got this thing on track. Michigan's had three straight shutouts. And Michigan State is undefeated. That was awesome. As much as the pain was there when Blake O'Neal chucked it up there and they get the return for the touchdown, that was an awesome situation. I remember watching that game in beautiful San Diego, California. I watched it with my good buddy Clay, who lives out there. Shout out to Clay. Big time Sparty. And it was just a blast watching that football game with him and some Michigan and State fans around. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I want that again. I want, you know, a close game again, or a competitive football spirit heading into October 30th. That's what I want. And I'm hoping that's what we get. So, hey, bear with me all year. I'm going to have an attitude and energy about me that is wanting that. And if you don't like it, that's just fine. You can be pessimistic. You can be negative. You can cry about the other team hasn't played anybody yet. And, well, I want to see how good they are. Well, I am not sold yet. Well, okay. Go ahead and do that. And whine all year about the other team. I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to embrace the possibilities. Yeah. I'm going to embrace, like, if Michigan beats Wisconsin, I'm going to jump up and down a little bit. Yes, 5-0. We're getting close to October 30th. Something is going to matter here. If Michigan State beats Nebraska, they beat Rutgers. I mean, look, they could go, 6-1, 5? They might win every game. Imagine both schools being undefeated. You know how much better that is? I'm going for that side. So you can root against the other team all you want. Go ahead, have fun with that. I'm going to pull for both to have a hell of a good start so we can have some energy in this state that is much needed. Because we don't get this very often. We just don't. Both schools being good. Basketball has been a treat. The John Beilein, Tom Izzo era, especially towards the end, was just so much fun because both teams were good. I'm hoping for the same in football. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Life and Ball Podcast, we give your game life. I'm done with the pessimistic. I'm throwing it out. It's time to have good energy in this state. I think we have a hell of a good opportunity to have a great fall and winter with Michigan State football and basketball, and with Michigan football and Michigan basketball. Thanks again for tuning in.